Good morning. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio, broadcast from the Science Center in Philadelphia. This is your host, Mark Schneider, Chief Creative Officer of Creative Intelligence, and Jeff Mack with Newmark, Grubb, Knight, and Frank. It's now my pleasure to introduce you to Stuart Snyder, founder of Web Design with Stu.
Morning, Mark.
Good morning, Stu. What's Web Design with Stu?
Web Design with Stu is the simplest way that I can tell people what I do. As an entrepreneur, you want to be able to tell people immediately, within 4 to 5 words, what you do. People try and get real creative, and they wind up getting in these 10 or 15 minute conversations to try and explain what they do. I build websites. Web Design with Stu.
Makes perfect sense. And how did you launch it?
Yeah, see about that. I didn't actually launch the website or web design company. It kind of happened overnight, or over evolution, rather. It didn't happen overnight. I just was doing work for friends and friends of friends for free, just because I knew how to do it, and it was a hobby. And one person came along and wanted to pay me. And at that point, I couldn't say no, right? And over time, it just kind of built up with client after client, all word of mouth, man.
So you built it and they came.
That's true.
So let's look back a little bit.
Okay.
What happened between the ages of 8 and 14 that shaped who you are today?
Ah, oh, man, you know, the 8 to 14 kind of time frame is really the dark side of the moon in my life. I was just following the rules. I was just going to school, getting good grades, looking towards college so I could get a good job, you know, et cetera, et cetera, and just moved through.
So you were in corporate before you did this entrepreneurial thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was. I did IT tech support for about 15 years, project manager, business development, management level corporate position until I was about late 30s, early 40s when I couldn't do it anymore and there were more important things to do, you know.
So how did you evolve into this? You evolved into this entrepreneurial thing. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, I was successful. I had the house, the job, the car, you know, I had gobs of money. I could go on the vacations and do all those things. But in the end, on a day-to-day basis, I was not happy at all. And, I had a child really young. And as she started becoming a teenager and working her way through the end of high school, I just looked at her and I said, you know, I don't want you to have this life. I didn't want to be the role model that said, yeah, go 8 to 5, spend your whole life working for someone else, and then pray and hope that you've got the end of your life, your retirement, that you can do something with. And I said, you know, I have to lead by example.
So tell us something. It sounds like you've changed, and maybe your definition of success has changed. Who influenced you to change how you see success?
Would really have to be my daughter. And it wasn't that her herself as a role model, but the fact that she was there and I had to, be a father and stand up and show her what life was really about, what was really important.
Has being a father affected your role as a leader?
As a leader? You think I'm a leader?
People follow you, right?
Well,
so
yeah.
You have a lot of followers.
Yeah, that's true. I was a father when I was 20. And when you're 20 and you're a father, there's no rules. There's no book that tells you how to juggle this life of being a kid and trying to raise a kid. And so the whole time growing up, man, you know, I'm just making it up. I'm just trying to do my best. I'm just trying to, what do I have to teach my daughter? What does she need to know in this globulous nothing that, you know, that I can teach her anything? Like, there's absolutely anything. And now it's kind of the same thing. You know, I'm teaching people how to take control of their life and live a life that they believe in, that they dream of. And there's no, you know, there's no rule book. So I'm doing the same thing. I'm creating a kind of a list of rules for people to be able to follow in the same way that, you know, a good parent creates a consistency that kids need to follow. And so I do that.
Who follows you?
Well, you know, the people that are really interested in my story are people that are kind of at the brink of deciding they need a really big change in their life. Most of the time it's people that are unhappy with their jobs or unhappy with their personal life, or just taking a look kind of at self-reflection and thinking to themselves, I don't like this and I want to change, but I don't know how to do it. And I'm the how guy, you know?
So are you a philosophical web designer?
Yes, man. I am the spiritual web guru. Web design keeps the lights on. Yeah, I have two passions. I have one passion that keeps the lights on and another passion that keeps my inner fire burning. And I do a little bit of coaching. There's the digital nomad path. I'm trying to find my own way, too, as an entrepreneur at the same time as running the successful business, design business.
Are you happy today?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm completely happy just knowing that that I have the freedom to do whatever I want and being confident that I can do it, you know, that it's achievable. It's just a matter of figuring it out.
Any words of advice for someone who's on the brink of saying, I've had it?
Oh, yeah. Do we have another hour? Run through that? No, if I had to iron it down to one thing, I would say there's no perfect time. There is no perfect. If you want to do it, give yourself a nice, awesome backup plan that you're at least 80% comfortable with and pull the trigger, because you're never going to find perfect. You're just going to have to roll with it. True perfection is being able to roll with what life gives you. And take off, man, because you're never going to fly if you don't launch.
Wonderful words. I have a feeling many in the audience are trying to say, where can I reach Stu? So where can they reach it?
Well, as a web designer, it's webdesignwithstu.com. That's Stu with a U. And if you're interested in my travels and my life as an entrepreneur, it's digitalnomadpath.net.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. We've been talking to Stuart Snyder, founder of Web Design with Stu. I'm Mark Schneider, host of Executive Leaders Radio. Enjoy the day.